Let's begin in Fresno at a secondhand business that is unlike most other thrift stores in the Valley. We'll take you now from the donated mounds of stuff that come out of people's packed homes to the recycling warehouse that sorts it all out.
Garbage trucks. Garbage trucks. Driving through the town, picking cans up off the ground. Garbage trucks.
Neighborhood Industries is a social enterprise. It takes a market-driven approach to business coupled with a nonprofit mission to care for the environment and help people in need. And it all starts with too much stuff. The company will pick up your used clothes, stained t-shirts, old rags, ripped jeans, electronics, broken vacuum cleaners, random wires.
We have routes that service Fresno specifically, but we also service about 320 to 330 donation bins between Bakersfield, Sacramento.
Donation bins along the entire length of the San Joaquin Valley, says CEO Anthony Armour. Trucks even pick up things that other thrift stores can't sell. And what makes Neighborhood Industries unique is very little of the secondhand material ends up in a landfill.
And we try to keep our waste under 5%. You know, that's just garbage, that's the stuff we can't do anything with it.
So where does it all go? Some of it is sold at the neighborhood thrift store in the Tower District.
Is $6.74.
And the rest? Well, it ends up in a vast warehouse just south of Roding Park in Fresno. On this chilly morning, Aaron Arnold is baling clothes like a farmer bales hay. But instead of a pitchfork, he empties trash bags full of shirts, pants, and dresses into a vertical baling press that smashes them down into a huge, colorful cube.
Wiring the bale down so the clothes don't go everywhere.
He turns on the machine and the intact bale drops out. Next, a forklift grabs it and adds it to the rows upon rows of bales waiting to be picked up by a truck. The bales typically go to grading houses in places like Oregon or even Ontario, Canada. Grading houses take a more detailed inventory of the clothes, evaluating them piece by piece. Some of it then goes to vintage buyers or even secondhand stores, both domestically and abroad. The stuff that is too damaged to sell is shredded and turned into carpet padding or fiber for insulation.
It's all just jobs that are created and sustained by collecting and processing these clothes.
That's Director of Development Ricky Bravo. He says the point of all this stuff is jobs. Neighborhood Industries hires people who have had major barriers to getting work. Maybe they can't read or they lost their driver's license because of unpaid traffic tickets. That was Aaron Arnold's situation, and he couldn't afford to get a new license because he owed child support. He was out of work for a long time, but then he says he got lucky.
Most of the welfare workplaces don't have programs like this. So they paid a couple payments of child support. They've gave me money towards PG&E for a month, have helped out in a lot of different ways.
Just to kind of get you on your feet?
Yes, ma'am.
Revenue from the thrift store and the recycling warehouse pays for a full-time social worker who figures out what employees need to stabilize their lives and keep their jobs. It might be literacy classes or getting a GED. For Arnold, the job of baling clothes has been life-changing.
I don't have to look at my kids like, daddy can't do it because of his own mistakes.
But it's not just clothes that provide jobs.
Number three wires, adapters, mix boards, computer cutoff ends, steel, clean aluminum, dirty aluminum.
Chu Yang works on the other side of the warehouse where giant cardboard boxes are labeled with spray-painted signs, flat screens, motor breakage. Yang untangles wires from metal pots and other stuff that looks like junk.
And some of these like metal stuff here, I'll test it out, see what kind of metal it is. I have a magnet here to test. This is stainless steel, and I have a little bin here. That's where I toss them.
All of these things are sold to brokers who specialize in recycling metal or transformers or number three wires.
Yeah, so I'll go take care of you here at the cash register. And,
okay.
Yeah, no, this is a...
And now Neighborhood Industries is growing its enterprise with a new pop-up store in downtown Fresno. It sells used higher-end fashion at higher prices, all in the name of more jobs. At a recent Art Hop, customer Lorraine Cepeda dropped in. she found a San Francisco Giants bomber jacket.
Pinstripe down the arm. It's light enough for a day game, but you could still use it for a cold night with a scarf and a beanie.
A scarf and a beanie that she might be able to find next time she shops here. You're listening to Valley Edition's special episode on trash. I'm Alice Daniel.